Usually when we talk to Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, when he was in office, there was always some sort of financial crisis going on. Now he is the former Treasury Secretary, and he is here to talk to us about his new book, Stress Test, Reflections on Financial Crises. And we're happy to see you under less stressful conditions, although I must say I've done a few book tours in my time, and I found those pretty stressful. How are you holding up?
Oh, I'm doing fine. It's good to be a former Secretary of the Treasury, definitely.
Before the 2008 financial meltdown, you were at the New York Federal Reserve, and you write in your book that you warned about the very things that led to the meltdown. Tell us about that, since I don't think people had a sense of how you saw this coming.
Well, you know, this country had a long boom in borrowing and leverage, a huge buildup in risk. And a lot of that risk ended up outside the formal banking system in places where it couldn't be contained and where the government had no standing authority to prevent panics. And that combination of factors, this long boom in leverage and borrowing, combined with the fact that a lot of it had migrated outside the banking system, made this crisis just devastating and very hard to contain.
Well, when they asked you to head up the Treasury Department, clearly you had some idea that there were some hard times coming. How overwhelming was that? I mean, did you understand what you were going to have to fix
here? Oh, I knew it would be terrible. And I tried to talk the president out of asking me to do it because, you know, I didn't want to move my family, and I knew it was going to be hard. And also, I'd been already deeply involved in the design of the rescue. It was a deeply unpopular rescue, and I thought he would be tarred by that and hard for him to separate himself from that. So I tried to talk him out of it, but I knew it would be hard.
Well, did you expect the Recovery Act and the TARP to be so radioactive politically?
Oh, I think not the Recovery Act, but TARP definitely. I mean, the thing about financial crises, Bob, and particularly for panics, for sort of major severe crises, mm-hmm. is that the things you have to do to protect people from the consequence of collapse are deeply unpopular, inherently unpopular, because it looks like you're giving aid to the arsonists. The things you have to do to protect people from mass unemployment, to keep the lights on the economy, require things that seem deeply unfair. So inherent in successful economic rescues are things that are deeply unpopular. And of course, I knew that, thought that was unavoidable, lamentable, but unavoidable.
I was interested. You say that you were terrible at public speaking in your previous jobs. You were not exactly a big PR personality. Those are your words. Do you think, did that hurt you when you became Treasury Secretary, or did you suddenly find the words to explain what you meant? I mean, I always found your explanations fine.
You're very generous. I do think it hurts. It hurt a lot because, you know, perception is very important in governing. It's really important to try to give people a better feel for what they were going to face and what our choices were. And that's a hard thing to do in a financial crisis, again, because what you're doing is going to be inherently unpopular. But I think it was very damaging. I wasn't hired to be the communications guy. I was hired to try to fix the crisis and prevent a second Great Depression. But still, it was damaging.
Did you at any time when you were Treasury Secretary, did the administration ever try to get you to put a more positive spin on things than you thought the situation deserved?
You know, I never had that experience. I had an amazingly good experience with this president and this White House in the sense that my overwhelming experience was this is a man very good at making decisions, unpopular decisions, after looking at all the evidence, who was willing at that time to put policy ahead of politics in a way that was very important for the country. Because again, it would have been easy for him to sort of sit back and say, I'm going to let it burn itself out. It's something I inherited. I'm not responsible for it. And that would have been devastating for the country. So my experience was he was excellent in crisis, good at making decisions, very tough on the rest of us, very tough on all of us to make sure that you examine all the options. And I never felt I was in a position where they put a political constraint on what we were doing, and definitely never try to make us more optimistic than we should have been.
You are now a former. What advice do you have to the administration right now on this problem with this Veterans Administration, where you seem to have just an intractable bureaucracy? Former Secretary of Defense Bob Gates told me last week, he said, of all the bureaucracies, the one that was even harder to deal with than his own was the Veterans Administration. It seems to me, you heard the commander of the VA say this morning, they just need a change of culture over there.
Well, I think these men and women who serve their country, we owe them everything. the American people owe them everything, and our government owes them everything. And it should be a relentless effort to try to get them better care and better service. And I believe this president is going to put his best people on it, and I think they'll be all over it. And I think the only advice you can give them is make sure you are putting as much onto that problem as you can. You know, whatever you think it needs, you want to do two or three times as much as people think it needs.
What do you say to people like Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who says that our whole system is rigged to help the big banks and the rich people, and it is the middle class that, in her view, is why the middle class is suffering?
Well, I think this country has a lot of challenges still. I mean, we're in a much better position than we were before this crisis, certainly in the early stage of the crisis. But we have a lot of challenges as a country. You know, we have tremendously high numbers of people living in poverty. We've had a long period where the median income has not grown, big rise in inequality. And to an extent, it should not be acceptable to Americans. You know, how well you do in life today, how good your education is, how good your health care is, depends too much on the color of your skin or how rich your parents is. And that's something that should worry all Americans. Now, those are things government can do things about. We just need to find a way as a country to rediscover what has been a great strength of this political system, which is the ability to find pragmatic consensus, room for compromise on things that can make people's lives better. I think we'll rediscover that capacity, but we seem to have lost it for the moment.
Two questions in closing. What did you learn in this job, and how would you rate the state of the U.S. economy right now?
Well, I think the economy is really getting better, healing a lot of the scars left over from the crisis. It was a devastating crisis, you know, worse since the Great Depression, and it left a lot of damage. It was going to take some time to heal, but we're a significantly stronger country today, and I think Americans are just beginning to feel a little bit more confident in the future. And I think that incipient confidence you see is justified because we have a lot of strengths. You know, you see, if you look at energy or manufacturing or technology today, this is an enormously productive, enormously innovative economy. And over time, that should result in broad-based gains in income growth. So I think there's room for optimism.
And what did you learn?
What did I learn? I learned a lot of things. You know, I think the most important thing in public service, the most important thing in government, is to have people who just bring one focus to their job, which is what is the right thing, the best thing to do to help improve the basic prospects for this country, this economy, to try to put politics aside, not to worry too much or not listen too much to the din of this place. You know, this is a pretty tough place to make decisions, and you're going to get better decisions in life if you have people willing to look through the short-term political costs and look through the din of the noise of politics and just try to focus on what's right thing. That's definitely what we try to do.
Did you feel like you were able to do that?
I felt I was able to do that, and I felt like I had a president who was enormously supportive of exactly that basic approach to governing.
Secretary, thank you so much for
being
with us.
Nice to see you, Bob.
Good luck with the book.